102 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
Hello, Aki Anastasio.
Hey, well said there, Reedy.
Are we going to take some calls today? We can.
Yeah, why don't we take...
If you've got a question for Aki, call us now. Call us now, because sometimes we don't see your calls and then Aki and I start talking about, well, Aki starts talking about other things, and because I feel sorry for him that he doesn't have friends, I kind of indulge him, you know. So...
Thank you for that. Tommy, thanks for your support as well, for sticking up to me.
But it's true, friends.
It's sticking up for me.
So our lines are open. If you've got a question that you want to ask Aki, do it. Call us. We'll take your call. I promise you we will.
Or SMS us at 31702. You can do that as well, 31567. Now, Reedy, I know that you have a love-hate relationship with email, as do most of us. But, you know, it's crazy when you think of how much money and how much time we actually waste with email every single day. 108 billion emails are sent every single day. Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, I did an analysis on my email, and I found that at least 40% of that email is absolutely, well, you could find other ways of doing it. So I found it very interesting when the CEO of a French company called Atos Origin, they're quite a big company in Europe, mm-hmm. His name is Thierry Breton, and a few years ago he started this thing that he's saying that he wants to eliminate email within organizations. Now, you're probably saying, well, that's actually quite impossible to do. But, you know, what he did was, it was quite interesting the way they went about and they did it. And he tried to eliminate email. And obviously, you can't eliminate email. But this guy is a smart guy. He's not just a guy who's saying these things just to create a bit of controversy. He's the former Minister of Finance for France and a former professor at Harvard University. And what they did in that organization, and it's a pretty big organization. I mean, they've got, you know, about 60,000 employees all over the world. And what they did was they organized their network in their organization with 7,500 open communities. So you can have these conversations, like, for example, like groups of conversations if you want to resolve things, instead of sending emails and, you know, pointless emails sometimes. Even we get them in this organization. So employees can choose to enter the conversation on their terms and their schedules. And I understand that it's not always ideal in that way. But the point is that this company has reduced the email quite significantly.
Wow.
By 60%, believe it or not. And from an average of 100 email messages per week, every employee now gets about 40. So they've really taken that workload. People are now working more efficiently. Now, I don't know if there's a direct correlation between the email reduction and the company's results, because their operating margins, their profits increased from 6.5% to 7.5% in 2013. Remember, they started this in 2012. Their earnings per share have risen by more than 50%, and their administrative costs have declined from 13% to 10%. So I think the study is going to be a long one to find out if there is any direct correlation, but I think that the principle of just getting people to do more without the clutter in life is going to be quite an interesting one to see. So I find that very interesting. What else have I been doing? I get a lot of emails, and we get a lot of tweets on the show, like the calls you get. How much data does this use? Now, there was one the other day. Somebody asked me if I want to listen to Reedy streaming on 702, how much data am I going to be using? So you're going to be using anything between 20 and 30 megabytes per hour if you're doing audio streaming on average. If you, for example, are doing average emails for about an hour of emails, let's say you're doing about, I don't know, how many emails do you do? How many emails do you get through in an hour?
Me?
Yes.
Why do you think I'm so grumpy?
Okay, all right. Well, if you send about 100 emails, short ones, that's about 2.5 megabytes of data. If you browse the internet, it's about 20 megabytes. If you use Google Maps, for example, when you're driving and you want to go from point A to point B, for about 10 minutes of using Google Maps, you're using around about 6 megabytes of data. YouTube, for example, 11 megabytes for watching a 4-minute video. So when you watch somebody, hey, come and look at this funny video, you're using about 11. A song is about 5 megabytes of data. Facebook's the interesting one. 1 hour of Facebook use is about 20 megabytes. So you get the idea, and there are lots of calculators around that you can work out how much data you actually use before you buy your data plan.
Okay, should we go to the lines?
Yes, and we'll just go to the lines.
Okay, Janine in Nigel, good morning.
Hi, Reedy. Can I speak to Aki, please?
Aki's here, carry on, please.
Aki, I had an old BlackBerry which now collapsed with the camera, et cetera, et cetera. So I had to get myself a new phone because it's very important for me with my business. But now I've got a Samsung S7, and my fingers are too fat for the keyboard.
Yes.
What do I do?
go to gym.
I can't return it. I only got it on Friday.
Well, no, you can actually still return it, believe it or not. If you got it on Friday, I think that the Consumer Protection Act, there's an act in the Consumer Act. If you buy something and you're not happy with it and it doesn't work for you, I believe you can actually return it. I'll double check on my facts, but if you bought it on Friday, it's within the time constraints and the time period. So you can certainly take it back. That's fine. You can take it back.
You see, I think that they should really give people a chance to, well, sort of play with it at the where you're sitting in the shop. Because
but most,
at home,
yeah, hold on a second. Most of the stores have got that facility.
Yeah.
You can go into a store and play with a phone. I don't see too many stores. But you stay in Nigel, right?
Okay. Yes, Janine is in Nigel.
Nigel. Okay. So, look, I suggest you go to a bigger store, perhaps, and just have a look at the devices that they've got. Check the range that they've got. Maybe go back to the store and say, this doesn't work for me. I think that you're within your rights, and have a look at what else they've got. It sounds to me like you need a bigger screen. Maybe look at the Samsung have got a bigger one. They've got a Samsung Note that you might want to take a look at. It's a bigger device, and that's probably the one that's going to suit you better.
Okay, let's go to Peter in Benoni. Good morning to you, Peter.
Hi, good morning to you. Hi, Aki.
Yes, hi, Peter. What's your question?
Hi, I realize you're busy. I just wondered, there doesn't seem to be any news on the new Apple SE. I don't know whether it's on the shelves yet.
Yes.
Or.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. What Peter's talking about, he's talking about Apple launching a smaller device, a more cost-effective device, which is the size of the Apple iPhone, the 5, version 5. It's available in South Africa. It's called the iPhone SE, and it's available in stores slightly cheaper than what you'd pay for your traditional iPhone. It's available. It's as simple as that. Great device.
And what do you think about it?
It's a great device. It's got the same kind of the same hardware as the latest iPhones have, but it's in a smaller form factor. Some people don't like a bigger phone, and it's better economically priced.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Peter.
Good luck to you, Peter. We've got Nikki and Jan. Mm-hmm. Who are our last two calls on this before we move on. Okay.
702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
And it is Technobite with Aki. He's generously answering your questions, and we'll just take a few more before we move on. It is Nikki in Parkhurst. Jan, I'm coming to you next. Nikki, hi.
Yes, I love it. We need a Technobite every single day, Aki. But anyway, love a comment about Access Origin. I mean, they're just such a cool company and about reducing. I think there's so many other channels and platforms that you can look at, MSN Messenger and Messenger internal on corporate servers and Google Docs, Google Drive, Google Email, all of that integrated is so cool. Is there any way or anything or reference that you know that we can extract the data for efficiencies? Because it's good for case studies. I'm an internal communication specialist, so
That's
great.
So you want to find out how companies are becoming more efficient?
Yeah. Now, if there's some reports, I do watch Google and all of that closely.
Okay, we got a very bad line, but if you could listen offline, I'll give you some ideas. I think where technology is going today, Rudy, and just all listeners, is that it's changing at such a rapid pace that they are finding new ways of doing things all the time. And the problem with many companies today is that they keep adding layers of technology onto their existing technology, and at some point it becomes so cluttered and there are easier ways of doing things. Sometimes it's important for companies to take a step back, get a consultant in or a company to come in and say, listen, this is our organization. Are we doing things as efficiently as we can? And are there any ways that we can find, and maybe technology will assist us or software can assist us to do things easier for our technology, our company to become more efficient in the way that we do things? And, you probably find, I'll give you a typical example, banks are a great example of this, that they've got so many legacy pieces of software that they do. And sometimes they don't often interact with each other. But the banks have got fantastic ID departments that really make these things work really well. But in older companies where they're using older pieces of software and the mailroom is using something different that doesn't necessarily is compatible with your IT department. And that's where the problems come in. And people can't access that. They've got to go into another office to do that. Those are the kinds of efficiencies that I'm talking about. And there are lots of consultants that do these kind of things and really help you reduce costs, make your business more digital and become more efficient.
Let's go to Jan in Kensington. Good morning.
Oh, hello. Thank you, Rudy, and I keep taking the call. And my question to you is, when are we seeing the advent of voice translation, mobile to mobile, in two different languages?
Well, it's already available in some areas. Are you talking about talking to somebody on a phone that's, say, French? You're talking to somebody in France and you're getting the direct translation. Yeah. So there's a couple of companies that are working on some very interesting things in that regard. I know, for example, Microsoft, which owns Skype, they have this technology built in. So you can, for example, and I think they support about 21 languages, you can have a Skype conversation with someone in another country. So if they're speaking Spanish, you can talk English and the translation is happening in real time. They will get the translation in Spanish on the other side. And if they talk back to you in Spanish, you'll get the translation on your side in English. That's available with Skype. And I know that, you know, this kind of technology is pioneering in many regards, but up to now we've had certain restrictions with the technology that we have, but it's happening at such a rapid pace. Already, if you get an app like Google Translate, for example, you can translate things in real time into another language. If you're not sure of something, you can, you know, it will translate it for you. So watch the space. It's happening, and there's some very interesting companies doing exciting stuff on that.
All right. Thank you so very much, Jan. We appreciate your time. Aki, you are showing me something.
Yes,
now?
I've just got a final little gimmick that I need to show you. I was at the launch.
Gimmick.
Well, it's a phone, and this is a great little device. If you're looking for a really cost-effective device that's dustproof and waterproof, up to about a meter underground, that is the Alcatel Go Play you're holding in your hand. And it's a really robust device. It's a 5-inch smartphone. It's got an 8-megapixel camera, and I think it offers great value for $3,500. And it's got fun colors as well. So, you know, if you're looking for a device that's not going to break the bank, that's going to be quite robust. In fact, if you drop it from where you are, it's not going to crack. It's quite robust.
It's ideal for me.
You can put it in water. It will work pretty well. I tested it over the weekend. I even took photographs underwater in my bath, which I'll send to you a little bit later.
No, please.
With a duck.
Oh. No.
You see, Thomas, this is exactly what I'm talking about. If I go to the BCCSA and I complain, I'll win my case. Because the abuse that I get in this studio every single week, I'm going to rally all the listeners. Hashtag Aki
must fall.
He was about to say Aki must fall. Hashtag Ridi must fall.
You said Aki.
I'm going to take, I can garner support. If I say right now, all my Twitter followers and people listening to the show, there's numerous complaints that they can launch.
You know, you're not supposed to tell me you're taking me to the BCCME, you know?
BCCSA.
BCCSA.
Yes.
You're not supposed to tell
me. Why not?
Because it removes the thrill of the surprise, because I've been surprised by some of the things I've learnt. So now you're telling me.
No, but I like you to be prepared. And my point is that if you go prepared, you're still going to lose the case because you're just so abusive towards me.
But did you hear what he said? He says, Aki must...
Yo.